From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's Wednesday, May 2nd. I'm Marco Werman. Dissident Chen Guangcheng is out of the U.S. Embassy in China after 6 days. Now he reportedly wants to leave the country. Meanwhile, China wants an American apology in the case, but this former U.S. official says it won't get one.
The U.S. is not going to apologize. That will not happen.
Also in the program, an immigrant member of an anti-immigration party runs for London mayor.
My three children are born in London, and I've been here for almost a quarter of a century.
PRI's The World is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, presenting the Save a Life Simulator, an interactive online experience designed to teach life-saving responses to sudden cardiac arrest. Each day, thousands die from cardiac arrest. Learn how to respond at heartrescuenow.com.
Nigeria has produced several of Africa's top musicians. Fela Kuti and his sons Femi and Seun come to mind here. Well, reporter Bruce Wallace introduces us to a Nigerian musician taking to the global stage.
Before he starts the interview, Dabanj has one thing to make clear.
In case you don't know, I'm Dabanj, or Skibanj like my Jamaican friends call me, Capella like my South Africans call me, Mensa in Ghana, Free K in Liberia, Sonko in Kenya. And I'm in New York, I haven't been given a name yet, you know, so I'm waiting maybe on this historic night I would get a special name.
Got it? All right, let's do this. Dabanj, actual given name Oladapo Daniel Oyabanjo, started lighting up the Nigerian music world in 2005 with his debut album No Long Thing. The music mixes in some West African elements, a little highlife here, a little Afrobeat there, some lyrics in Nigerian Pidgin English. But mostly it strives for a broader, international, pop R&B hip-hop style. See, I like Beyonce. This one, Oliver Twist, is probably Dabanj's biggest hit to date.
Oliver Twist, as we know, is now I won't take credit for that. It's Charles Dickens.
The song finds a pop star moral in the Dickens novel, which follows an orphan's trials in the London underworld.
I have one girlfriend, but I still want more. I have one car. I have a Bentley, but I wouldn't mind to have a Ferrari. And when I get a Ferrari, I wouldn't mind to have a Bugatti. So Oliver Twist is always asking for more, which is what the story originally says. That means you shouldn't be afraid to ask for what you want. So I thought we'd do something great about that, that we do it until you get the best.
Dabanj does seem to be getting what he wants. Oliver Twist has been all over the Nigerian airwaves since it came out last summer. It's also become a mainstay of a major UK club scene called Afrobeat that pulls together various pop musics from all around the African continent. His biggest break, though, came at the end of 2010, when he was heading home after a show in Dubai.
At the airport, I pulled up with all my crew, my management, and bodyguards and everyone, and one of the hostess, she ran up to me with a plaque in front of it, and it had Kanye West on it. And she said, Mr. Kanye West. I said, oh, no, I'm not Kanye West. I'm Dabanj. Maybe I look like Kanye West, but sorry.
Dabanj and his crew realized that Kanye and his crew were nearby, and Dabanj's manager hustled off to try and arrange a meeting.
I just saw him coming back, and he said, yo, Kanye said 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes? I need two. And I got there, and five became 45 minutes, and I almost missed my flight, and he listened to all my records, most of them the ones that I had on my iPad.
This chance encounter led Kanye to sign up to produce new music by Dabanj. The first results of that are due out soon. Kanye makes a cameo in a new video for Oliver Twist, and he helped out with Dabanj's sold-out show in New York City, where I caught up with him.
Aha! I'm Dabanj. Oski Banda Kwajibaka, first call me. Importer, exporter, cocoa water.
The news of Dabanj signing with Kanye was huge in Nigeria. Namdi Moeta is the host of Radio Aphrodisia, an African music show in Southern California. He's from Nigeria, and he says that the African sounds that Dabanj still has in his music make him different from a lot of the other stuff you hear on pop radio there.
Everybody wants to sound like Dr. Dre or want to sound like Ice Cube, but with Dabanj, he still got his roots in there with the Yoruba sound, with the Yoruba language in his music. That sets him apart.
But as he goes global, Dibanj's countrymen still want some attention too. The star has been criticized recently for not being more politically outspoken on Nigerian issues. And as he moves into Kanye's orbit, his hometown press is filled with reports about a falling out between him and his Nigerian producer and several other longtime collaborators. With great hits comes great responsibility. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.
You can see what a Dibanj concert is like. We have a slideshow on his recent show in New York City at theworld.org. That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Carnegie Corporation, the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the PRI Program Fund, whose donors support the critical work of the nonprofit sector. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. Online at macfound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.